This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We have so much to get to today with Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service, and we're going to do it all, but I just want to tell everyone that it's the final day of the Home and Garden Show. So if you want to get in on a great deal, have a chance to meet his guy, Jim, who's opening up the show, begins at 10 a.m., and then he'll be there later today. Let's talk about the Home Show and how they can come down and actually see and talk and start to get the process rolling with Greater Pitt Tree Service. Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Great to see you. And it was wonderful to do a little video. Got a lot of views down there at the Home Show. And a wonderful, hard to believe, just hours away, it'll all be done for another year. So get down there and say hello. They're on the first floor. Do you know what your booth number is?
735, I think. It's in the 700 row. Towards the top when you first walk in the floor.
All right, this really, of all the shows that I've done in recent years, and I've done a lot, this show has been so well received. It's just doing extremely well. Every other Sunday in the 9 a.m. hour through the rest of the year, he's your guy. He's here. He's that guy who grew up here. He understands this community, and he loved to help you. And those trucks roll out every day to get it done. Greater Pitt Tree Service, he's the owner, 412-884-TREE. But the reason the show does so well, because of his expertise, and what you can do right now is start phoning at 866-391-1020 and get all of your tree-related questions answered. And being that the sun is shining on another day, even though it's a little chilly than it has been the last couple of days, still plenty of time to start thinking about what needs to be done. And is my tree healthy? How do I know for sure? And the services that they offer determine if you should treat, trim, or simply remove that tree. And I'm sure that's in the thought process, at least all of those topics, and maybe even more for those of you listening. So call us at 866-391-1020. So does it take a long time to be able to see that with your own eye and to be able to determine, is it time to, you know, treat it, trim it, or remove it? Carlos.
Yeah, that's a great topic that we're going to talk about today. And the analogy I can give is, hey, look, you look healthy. I look healthy. You might have blockage in your heart. I might have something going on internally that a doctor is going to be able to tell if you go and get it checked. So the trees are kind of the same thing. A lot of times people kind of just look at the trees visually and kind of think, oh, my tree's healthy, I'm okay, you know, I shouldn't do anything to it. But there's a lot of things internally inside the tree, the root system, the structure of the tree. Is there mass missing in that trunk? So we have so many things that we can do to come out and give you that peace of mind that this tree's healthy. Or we can tell you that, you know, there's this application we can do. We can treat it for this. We can determine if the trunk's solid. And then you could kind of base your decision based on that information on what to do.
You know, earlier today we were talking to Steve Rapaski about bees and hornets and wasps. And what a lot of people don't realize, you leave those trunks lying around and they rot, they get hollow. It really is a nesting place for some things that can be a big issue down the road.
Yeah, we come across those a lot. My crew does. We're cutting a tree because, again, visually it looks solid. So once we get up there and we're cutting on some trees that we might be trimming or removing and there's some hollow cavities, you know, we encountered a lot of bees last year. There's a lot of things that you obviously can't see because you're not 60 or 70 feet up in the air, and there might be a limb that broke and now it's hollowed out, and that's a great place for bees to kind of set up shop.
And listen, the other thing too, that's why I want you to get the Home and Garden Show today. If you're listening, you're out driving around, get down and say hello to Jim. He'll open up at about 10. Carlos will be there later today. I got all my friends that are going to be there throughout the day, wrapping up an incredible run at the Home and Garden Show. But you get a chance to meet them. You get a chance to ask questions. And today, Sunday, a little laid back, so you get to ask maybe one or two or three questions. And you can actually set the appointment, get an idea of what it's going to cost, and get up on the books. Because Their trucks are rolling, and it's only going to get more busy. So if you want to get in there now, really, Carlos, tell them this is when they've got to call and start setting things up.
Yeah, for sure. Our schedule right now, we're pretty open. We're only maybe 2 or 3 weeks out with new scheduling. But we will get 4 to 6 weeks out pretty quick. So if there's something that you need addressed on your property or you think you might need addressed, give us a call. We could get one of the salesmen out. We can get Troy, who's our ISA certified arborist, out to do these diagnosis and assessments on these trees. He went to college for arboriculture. He's an ISA certified arborist. The applications that we're doing now with him out there, it's a game changer. It's a whole new, facet of our industry that we're now being able to offer our customers.
All right, he's going to be taking your calls. You get that free advice. Don't forget 866-391-1020. But if you want the professionals to come and see what that issue may be and whether it's time to treat it, trim it, or remove it, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. I know in the past week or so, he's dealt with a couple of my close friends. They said the staff is absolutely incredibly friendly, and they work with you to get the deal that's right for your pocketbook. And I just got a message from my dear friend Henry Weehagen, longtime head of the FOP 91 in that great community of Braddock. And he said, you got to ask this guy, how do you treat a tree that's been affected by lantern flies?
Yeah, that's a popular application for us starting the end of last year. We got into it and we're really going full blown with it this year. So Troy, again, who's our ISA certified arborist, he has what's called an applicator's permit license to come out and spray the solution on the trees or the property that's necessary to kind of stave off these lantern flies and get them off your property.
All right, so come on, get on the phones. We already have one person waiting in Brighton Township. Bobby, we're going to get to you on the other side of the break. But if you've got a question for Carlos McClintock, he, of course, from Greater Pitt Tree Service, 866-391-1020, and their number, where you can call today, 412-884-TREE. And today, that time of year, is it healthy or not? And what do I do? From the professionals at Greater Pitt Tree Service, do I trim it, treat it, or remove it? 866-391-1020. Your call is coming up in just a couple of moments. Home show. Again, remind them to come down and why it's always good to talk to you all, the professionals at Greater Pitt Tree Service. Go ahead, Carlos. Tell them about today, the home show. Big day.
Yeah, last day down there. I mean, the home show is great. It's 10 days down there. It's a big commitment. We've been doing it. I think this is my 12th year. I really enjoy being down there and people coming up and saying, oh, you worked for me 5 years ago, or you were just at my house last week, or I saw your trucks at my neighbor's. It's the visibility that I enjoy being down there and seeing these people that we work for. It's just a very rewarding, the response we get back from our customers.
And they do get a good response because they do get it done. And that's why many season after season, they keep bringing them back because of the quality, service, and the ability to get the job done on time so you can enjoy that outdoor living space and also keep your family and your home safe from any possible damage because of a falling tree and more. So when it falls, he's the guy to call. He is none other than Carlos McClintock, but we'd like to prevent that from happening. So healthy trees, how do I know as you're walking around your yard as we get ready to roll into the spring of 2024? Do we treat it, trim it, or remove it? Number to dial here is 866-391-1020. Going to get busy, so don't delay. Get on the phone and give us a call. 866-391-1020 or 412-884-TREE to get in touch with Greater Pitt Tree Service. Back with your Pratt Pack on KDK in just a couple of moments. Good morning. Do we treat it? Do we trim it? Do we remove it? How do you know if your tree is healthy or not? You give Carlos McClintock a call at Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, and you can get your advice answered right now, those questions. So call us, 866-391-1020. Bobby, Brighton Township, you're on the air at KDKA. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Ro. I'm doing good. Yourself?
Good, real good.
The reason I'm calling is not this segment, but for the last 2 hours, and why the Irish left Ireland and the potato famine, and they came to Boston, New York, Philadelphia.
Okay.
But more importantly than the green beer, there were 200,000 that were in the Civil War. And there were Americans, and some were extremely notable. I'll tell you the three. They they took the $300 from Americans that you could opt out of the Civil War.
Huh.
John D. Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan, and yes, Andrew Carnegie. And that's all I wanted to say. So I wish people would call about that and how they supported America during a real tough time in America.
All right, Bobby.
Okay, Rob,
happy St. Patrick's Day, my man. Thank you. Here's Jack in Forest Hills on KDKA with Carlos McClintock. How you doing, Jack?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. Thank you. You may have been asked this before, but this is my question. If a neighbor's tree falls onto my property or does damage to my house, who was responsible for, let's just say, removal of that tree, the payment for removal of the tree, and so on?
Okay, great question. Yeah, it's always where the tree falls who has to deal with it. So it would be your homeowner's insurance that would step in and cover the cost of us coming out and removing the tree, and then also the cost of the repairs done to your property. They have to indemnify you, which means to make you whole pre-loss. So they have to pay everything it costs to get your house and property back to where it was before that tree fell. Now, the condition of the tree becomes an issue or can dictate if your homeowners goes after your neighbor's homeowners or actually your neighbor's civilly if they neglected to remove a dead or declining tree. The homeowner's insurance, they don't like to cover those because they feel like the owner of that tree should have paid a tree company to come out and remove the tree before it fell. Now, when the healthy tree falls, it's considered an act of God. Wind, rain, ice, lightning brings a tree down. No one can predict or prevent it. So those are the claims that they cover.
Great. The bark is coming off of it from bottom to top. It's a tall tree.
Mm-hmm.
This, it just doesn't seem fair to me that I should have to pay for that tree. I had a tree company come to our house last week. They removed the tree that was on our property. There's no question about that. But I asked the gentleman the same question, and he told me that we were the only one of 50 states in which that's a law. Is that true?
I don't believe that's true, because the reasoning with the insurance companies are, if you're in Oklahoma and a tornado comes through there and picks your tree up in Forest Hills and puts it in Squirrel Hill, well, where'd the tree come from? Who do you go after? So the rule of thumb, as far as I've understood it the last 32 years I've been doing this, is it's where the tree falls who has to deal with it, because once that tree falls on your property, you own it. Also, too, when a tree from a neighbor's yard grows over your airspace, you own those branches or the portion of that tree.
Ah.
So you're able to cut that back off of your property. So
yeah, I've done that before with this same tree, and it just doesn't seem fair to me.
My question is, why didn't you call me to remove that tree on your property? I'm a little upset over this right now. I got to tell you.
Well... Well, my tree, that's another story, because we knew the gentleman.
I'm gonna let it slide this time, but next time you got to call me if you're going to talk to me on the air here. That's the deal.
Are you serious?
No,
I'm kidding, he's joking with you.
Well, you can tell I'm not as... I appreciate your taking my call, but...
Yeah,
I know. It's got your dander up, Jack, and I get it, so...
Yeah, the best thing to do, though, if you think that neighbor's tree's in bad condition, get a certified letter sent to him. You could call us to come out. It's $129 to give an assessment of that tree, and we could write up a report. You can include that in your certified letter to that neighbor, so you're ahead of the game when that tree comes down. It positions you in a good spot for if that tree comes down on your property and where it goes from there, on who's responsible to cover the removal, the cost of the removal of the tree and repairing your property.
All right, Jack, good luck with that. Again, if you want to get a hold of him, feel free to do that. He would love to help you out. And of course, he joins us every other Sunday in the 9 o'clock hour, Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE. you know, you're pretty educated in this stuff, and it really is. And I think one of these days, and we've talked about this, we may get a lawyer in for a segment to take some calls too.
Yeah, that'd be great. We actually, to get off the topic of the planned health care that we were talking about today, but the topic of the neighbor's trees and when your trees fall, when we get those calls, we send them a link to an article that was in our governing body, let's call it, which is TCIA, Tree Care Industry Association.
Mm-hmm.
Get a magazine every month. And there was a great article in there a few months ago about the misconceptions of the insurance company's role or what their role is in these instances when these trees fall down, because the insurance companies kind of direct you in a way that's beneficial to them in their business model. And it might not be the actual process. You know, they sometimes, when a tree falls and goes through someone's house, they tell their customer, call around and get 3 or 4 estimates. Meanwhile, they got a tree laying in the middle of their home, and that's not the case. They can call the first company they want to come out there, take the tree out of their house. The insurance company has to cover that claim because that's coverage A. Your home is coverage A on your insurance policy, and that's what you have homeowners insurance for. So we try to educate our customer on this process because a lot of times it is the first time it's happened to them, so they're not aware of what to do. So we're on their side. We want to let them understand where they stand in this process.
All right, and here's the other thing, too. You just taught me something I didn't know. And look, if I ever had a tree that would grow over to the airspace of someone, if they wanted to trim it, I would have no problem with that at all. But I never knew that they were able to do that. And that's really a good thing because that actually saves you a little bit of time and money. And if they ever need a favor, actually work together in a neighborly way. But one thing I have learned about this, and I've done a lot of lawyer shows, Carlos, This can get heated.
Yeah, it's a bone of contention out there with a lot of neighbors. I mean, in the last 32 years, if I meet people that don't get along with their neighbors,
usually it's
because of a tree. Maybe this neighbor doesn't have a tree, but they get all the leaves from the neighbor's tree, or the branches grow over their airspace. And it's kind of, though, that when you live in these areas, you almost kind of enter into the agreement that you're going to be able to live with and deal with these instances out there. And it depends on your relationship with that neighbor, on where it goes, who pays for it. And we kind of come out and play devil's advocate and let everybody kind of know the legalities of it and get it taken care of.
Do they ever split the bill?
It's happened before.
But for some reason, people just, it's all in one way or the other way. Here's the thing, too, and I'm old enough, and you're a lot younger than me, but you remember, people were a lot more neighborly back in the day, and they knew each other, and they helped each other. Now, I know many people, including me, I can go months without seeing my neighbors.
Yeah, it's a whole different dynamic out there, especially with the younger people living next to the older people,
right.
The younger people living next to younger people. It's just the social media and that we could talk about this for a couple hours, but you know, it is a different time out there as far as how we communicate maybe with other human beings and your neighbor. So I think it kind of dictates when those things happen where you have to go out and talk to them. You're a little bit don't know how to
hesitant.
Approach it.
Yeah. I have no problem.
I don't either. I'm good.
That's why we're both old school. All right, here's what you need to do. If you have a question, get a hold of Carlos right now. 412-884-TREE. His work number, our number, 866-391-1020. It's all about the health of your tree today. Counting down to spring, about a month away. But get ready because it won't be long before you're out there in that outdoor living space and saying, you know, I should have called Carlos a month ago. But you can call him here now. Get some free advice. 866-391-1020. Trim it, treat it, or remove it. The topic of conversation today about your trees on KDKA. All right, just a couple of segments left, so you better get your calls in here. Your health of your tree, Greater Pitt Tree Service, Carlos McClintock. Do you trim it, treat it, or remove it? If you need help, you have a question, maybe you're looking out that kitchen window right now, call us at 866-391-1020. Here is Pat on KDKA for Carlos McClintock. Hi, Pat.
Hi, guys. I am just sick. I am one of these people that are looking out the window, and I have 14 evergreen trees that are dying, and they're at the edge of my property. They're all in a row, and I was hoping that I would, well, be gone before I would have to take these trees down. Mm-hmm. But every year they're just getting worse and worse. And I heard you say to have someone come out to assess a tree. It was like $129 or something. Is there any way that someone could come out and assess my trees?
Yes. It sounds like, Pat, that you might have the spruce trees that have an airborne fungus that's been attacking them. It's kind of like a needle cast.
Uh-huh.
Very popular job for us. They kind of brown up from the bottom, and it keeps traveling up the tree. Does that sound like what you're experiencing?
That sounds like it, yes.
Yeah, so unfortunately, there was nothing you could have done to stave that off. It was airborne. It was Mother Nature. There was no application we could have did to save these type of spruce trees, and it's a very popular job for us out there. We're removing a lot of them because what happens, Pat, they become really brittle, and then a nice gust of wind will break the top off. And
right.
If they're lined on your property where they have potential to fall out into a road or hit anything, then it puts you in a bad position because of the condition of the tree is not healthy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just call your service and just have someone come out and do an assessment.
Yeah, or... it sounds like I wouldn't even charge you the $129 because I've basically assessed it and we're very familiar with what's going on with this species of tree. So what we would do, Pat, is give us a call. We'll come out. We'll get a sales. What area, what part of town are you in?
Bethel Park.
Okay, great. South. We like a lot of our work's in the South. But I would come out, or my salesman, Mike, we both handle the South. We'll come out, look at the trees, and get you a price on removing them and button up where your liability is on these dead or declining trees and get you a price. We have some pricing options. We have some finance options. So we'll go over all that when we come out and meet with you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Pat. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Pat. 866-391-1020. She must be reading my mind because I wanted to get to evergreens today. We've been talking about all these trees, and you think trees and the leaves and the trunks and what have you, but evergreens can grow quick. They can become behemoth, and they can become a real problem.
Yeah, they're a shallow-rooted tree to begin with, so they don't anchor themselves down far into the ground, so they're susceptible to these high winds and these storms that we get. We see a lot of these storms lay a lot of these pine trees, arborvitae, down on the ground because they're not anchored down well. And then as far as what Pat had, there's a species of the spruce trees that are getting that needle cast, the airborne fungus that's attacking them. And then the hemlocks, which also, you know, look like pine trees, they're a different species. They have what's called woolly adelgia attacking them, and it kind of looks like on the underneath of their bristle on the branches, this white, looks like the snow used to spray on the windows at Christmas time.
Yeah, yeah.
So if anyone has hemlocks out there, look on the underneath of the branches, and if you see that, get us out there to spray for us because that's treatable. We can get ahead of that and treat the hemlocks so you don't have to remove them. Unfortunately, the spruce trees like Pat had, there's no application that we have or anybody has that could have prevented that.
All right, so if you have a question for Carlos, anything you need to know, we're going to be able to help you, whether you need to trim it, treat it, or remove it. Talking about the health of your trees, kind of getting into that season, our number is 866-391-1020. Great thing about this show, people get to hear you. They get to talk to the owner. They get to meet the owner more times than not. I've seen it happen with two of my dear friends, and they've had nothing but rave reviews to say about you. And the idea behind it, hey, we're not a national conglomerate. We're your neighbors at Greater Pitt Tree Service. We understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, we're Pittsburgh through and through. All my guys are from the area. I grew up in Pittsburgh. We like serving the community and out there meeting people. And since I've been on the air with you and then also advertising with Marty throughout the throughout the week, it's amazing the people that come up to me, you know,
they know
I heard you on here and want to shake my hand and meet me and compliment me. So I'm very appreciative of that. I love talking to the people. I love being out there in their neighborhoods. I love eating at their restaurants in these neighborhoods. It's just, I couldn't be happier about everything that's going on with the company and the business right now.
You know, you've eaten so many places and bought so many lunches for your workers. You could probably have a Carlos McClintock top 10 pizza places in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, pizza. I mean, geez.
Come on, that's the best.
It is. Pittsburgh's, we're blessed with all the great pizza around here, but I got a few weeks left because I give up pizza for Lent.
Did you?
I'm telling you, it is not easy for me.
That's
because
strong.
Some days I will base my whole day around where I'm going to eat pizza. So
I get it.
You know, when you're growing up Catholic and they tell you, you know, give up something you really like for Lent. And so this is about my fifth or sixth year I've given up pizza. And I'm just saying, when I pass and I go up to up there, I better get a free pass and do not pass go right into heaven for giving up pizza.
You're a good man. You will. All right. 866-391-1020. Me, I'm a little worried about. Here's Norm in the South Hills for Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. How are you, Norm?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Spectacular. What's your question?
Well, I got a peach tree.
Okay.
And it, every spring, it has beautiful buds on it with the hope of a lot of peaches. And those buds go away, and I get no peaches. And I originally, when I planted it, I was told to put mulch around the bottom, and I did. I think I gave it a fungus. And once you have this fungus, I don't know the name of the fungus right now, but once you have it, you can't get rid of it. So I'm wondering, should I dig it up and relocate it, or thoughts, or just try again?
How mature is it? How old's the tree, Norm?
It's probably about 5 years now.
Yeah.
So it's a small tree. It's not very big. So, but it, you know, holds its foliage all year, but it has on the foliage, it'll have all these little bumps on the leaf.
Yeah, that's definitely a Troy issue. Give us a call. I can get Troy out there. He's our ISA certified arborist. He's very good with fruit and flowering trees and the applications that we're now offering. There might be something that he could do to get that fungus off of there and get it to where it could start bearing fruit for you. So give us a call. We'll get Troy out there to meet with you and see what we can do, and then possibly discuss relocating it. It just depends on how involved the root system is on it right now. That's a tricky, that's kind of tricky sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Norm, thanks for calling. Yep, we'll get Troy out there for you.
All right, 412-884-TREE. Lots of calls coming in for Carlos. Here's Ron in Beaver. You're on KDKA. Go ahead, Ron. Let me put Ron back on hold, listening to his radio and that delay. Here's Carol in Pittsburgh for Carlos McClintock. Hey, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good, good.
Hey, we just moved into a new house last year, and there was a lot of ivy on the ground, and now we notice it's going up the trees, and we're not sure if the ivy's killing the trees. We pulled from the ground, but what do we do about the ivy that's going up the trees?
Yeah, that's a great question. Ivy is okay, maybe up the first 3 to 5 feet of a tree. It's kind of decorative and looks good. But anything after that, it becomes kind of constricting to the tree. It prevents it from kind of getting the oxygen it needs. It's kind of invasive at that point once it gets beyond like 5 or 6 feet. And it can be it can be a deciding factor of why a tree might be in a declining state, because of the ivy. If you look on trees that are covered in ivy, the ivy's always bright green and vibrant. It's because it's on the outside, so it's getting that water first before the tree's root system, before the water can soak into the ground and the tree's root system process that water and get it up through the tree to keep it healthy. So I would keep an eye on it and make sure it doesn't get any further than the first 3 to 5 feet of the tree.
Yeah, we have a magnolia tree where it's pretty much all the way up. Now, the top of the tree is blooming now, but the ivy's almost all the way up. So I don't know. I hate to remove the tree because the tree's still blooming, but the ivy's pretty much all the way up it.
Yeah, we've had jobs where we send out our climbers, or if we can reach it with a bucket truck, that navigate through the tree and remove the ivy off of it and kind of get it to where the tree can be a little healthier without the ivy on it. So if you want to give us a call, we could come out and take a look at it and see what we can do for you.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Creeping Charlie, ivy, evergreens, shrubs, western Pennsylvania are claim to fame.
Yes.
All right, we'll take a short break. Carlos McClintock, one more segment. He'll be at the home show today. It starts at 10, the final day. Get down there on the first floor and say hello to them. Get a deal done, get on the schedule, and get going. Again, today, health of your tree. Treat it, trim it, or remove it. We've got just a few more minutes left, and we've got a couple of empty phone lines. Ron and Beaver, I'm coming to you next. It's 866-391-1020. And to get a hold of that great company that is Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE. Hey, look, you care about the things that grow around your house, especially when it comes to your trees. But how about your plants? Well, Greater Pitt Tree Service or Plant Service is ready to roll with some new services. Go ahead, Carlos.
Okay, so along in with plant health care is an effort to keep your trees and plants healthy on your property. So we have so many services now that we're offering that Troy, our ISA-certified arborist, is kind of spearheading out there. And I'll just go over them real quick. We do what's called a root collar excavation and soil rejuvenation. A lot of times this soil in western PA, you get that what's called hard pan, where it's very like hard dirt around your trees. So we come out there, we have what's called an air spade, and we blow all that compacted soil off the root system of the trees, let it get some oxygen, and then kind of redo it in a manner that is beneficial to the tree and getting more of that water to come through the ground from the rains. So that's one thing. And then we're doing what's called trunk injection and systemic treatments. We're able to kind of spray up into these trees with these big sprayers that we're going to have on our trucks and fertilize the trees and get them healthy through that. We can treat for things like oak wilt disease that's very common in our area on our pin oaks and red oaks, also white oaks. And then also we're offering what's called a resistograph testing, where we come out there with this machine and we put it around the trunk of the tree at several different heights towards the bottom, and it measures the density of the tree. So if you have one of these big, enormous trees, we call them house crushers, near your home, and you're wondering if that trunk is solid, because a lot of people have seen trees cut down or fall over, and you're like, wow, that thing was completely hollow. So we have what's called a resistograph. Troy comes out there, measures the density of the tree. You get a very professional report afterwards, and then you could kind of make your decision based on that information, because we might tell you this tree's missing 80% of its mass, and we recommend removing it, because if that tree were to come down and the adjuster for the insurance company comes out, sees that that tree's hollow, they can give you an issue as far as covering the claim. So it's very important there. And then we also have what's called plant growth regulation. So if you've been trimming your trees or bushes or shrubs regularly and you notice that it just invites this big growth spurt after it and you're spending a lot of money on trimming it or time yourself trimming it, we have a plant growth regulator that kind of tapers down that growth where it doesn't cost you as much periodically to trim it. So and there's a few more services, and when you call in, the staff goes over all of it with you. We send Troy out there to give you an assessment of your property. We have a yearly subscription now that would handle all of your tree and plant health care needs on your property. We come out different times of the year when different applications are necessary. So we're very excited about it. This is our launch year of our plant health care department. Troy, who's amazing, is just excited about it as I am, and we're eager to get out there. And we've already been out there doing some of these applications for our customers, and we're getting a great response from it.
You know, the thing of it is, you become a part of this plant healthcare. You're in the system. They show up. You see something. They're already on the schedule. You know they're coming, and they're going to be servicing you on a regular basis. I think you're going to have a lot of success with that.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it.
Sounds good. The other thing, too, before we take another call, before we say goodbye, you know, a lot of people, and I'm sure you've seen it, I wish you would have called me, because they see something that looks bad, because we keep talking about it's done, it's over, you know, remove it. But a lot of people will get rid of a good tree that actually has some life left, maybe trees that they love, but they're thinking, you know what, it's done, let's just get rid of it now. And they hurry into something, or they trim a tree too far back and they end up hurting the tree. So you really, if you don't do this every day, mm-hmm. you need a professional.
Yeah, there is a lot involved in it. And there, now with these applications we have, that we can come out there and say, you know what, we don't have to remove the tree. We can decompact the soil, or there's also something called girdling roots that's common in our area, where the roots at the base of the tree kind of spin around and on top of the other roots and right. kind of add a lot of pressure and strangulation to those roots. So we could come out there, excavate around that, get the girdling roots out of there, so that can kind of get the tree back to where it's healthy enough that you don't have to remove it.
Here's Ron, the last call of the day, a busy day with Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Ron, you got about a minute, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning. D&G Pizza's the best.
You know it.
Okay, I have this green mold that's growing on my trees, the trunks. Could I be spraying that with a weak solution of Clorox?
I'm not sure about Clorox on that. That's a lichen that's kind of on a lot of trees on the area that might hold moisture longer, maybe the backside of the trunk that doesn't dry out from the sun. And it's not really detrimental to the health of the tree. It kind of looks worse than it is. And sometimes it could actually be more a little beneficial, because it holds like carbohydrates in it that are beneficial to the tree. I would do a little research on that before you start spraying it, or have us come out and look at it and send Troy out there. And I'm sure he has an application for it that's safe for the tree and safe for your environment around the tree.
Yeah, make the call. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. Thank you for that call. And Carlos, enjoy the final day of the home show, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Rob.
Stay tuned. The news coming up next. Don't forget Accurate Solutions next hour. And then we've got a lot to get to today on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. Your Pratt Pack. We roll on for this St. Patrick's Day on KDKA. Good morning.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.